Are we truly able to doubt our perception? That is the question. We feel that everything we see, especially what we think, what we conclude is absolutely 100% correct and certain. If I feel this person is bad, then it's confirmed. So what acumen is taking us, where acumen is taking us, is into that space where none of your conclusions are true and none of them matter. It is knocking down the whole field of perception altogether. And it is inviting us to see the consciousness that is at the base of all perception. The consciousness or the awareness or the light of God, which is at the root of perception, that is the only stable element. And the more entangled we are with our perception, the more unsteady we feel, the more uncertain we feel, the more anxiety is there, because perception is very, very shaky. One day I feel this is the greatest man or woman in the world. Next day I feel, how did I get stuck with this particular man or woman? One day I feel this is the greatest job in the world. Next day, it becomes a horrible job. And third day, again, it becomes a beautiful job. So perception is very, very shaky. It's like a shaky bridge between two mountains. And we are constantly trying to navigate our way from one end to the other, trying to manage this shaky bridge of perception. It's a full-time job. Managing perception. So who would you be in this moment if you let all perception go? Who would you be in this moment if you let all interpretation go? Who would you be in this moment if you let all your understanding also go? What would remain if you reverted to the innocence of a child? What would remain if all your earthly knowledge and all your earthly perceptions, conclusions, judgments are just released? What remains if there is no desire even to label anything? Our mind is busy labeling everything. This is a tree, this is a car, this is a house. Fine. Those labels are needed. But after the labels come the judgments. This is a great house, this is a fantastic car, I must have this. What if all labels and all judgments are let go of? What remains then? What is revealed? What comes to the surface? And all these superficial thought processes are let go of. And this is a great relief. So if you understand what we are discussing here, you could be sitting in the middle of lots of money and success and fame and still be completely out of it. You could be in a state of pure vairagya. Because attachment is not a physical clinging to something. It is all based on perceptions and thoughts. When those perceptions are released, the clinging is gone. The objects start to become neutral. By neutral we mean that if that object is there, it is fine. If it's not there, it's fine. But for the ego, nothing is neutral. For the ego, everything is either positive or negative. If it is positive, the ego will try to chase it, catch it, converted, use it, exploit it. If it is negative, the ego will try to run, escape, avoid, defend, do all kinds of plotting and planning against it. For the ego, nothing is neutral. For the ego, not a single moment is neutral. The ego is every second wanting something, or it is every second avoiding something. So the ego rarely has a moment of neutrality. It cannot. The ego itself is the movement of judgment. Ego is equal to judgment. So only when this egoic movement of judgment is out of the way, is there pure neutrality. In neutrality, everything is what it is. Everything is allowed to be as it is. There is no pushing, there is no pulling. Things are as they are. Things happen as they happen. Things unfold as they unfold.